Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is mining. We'll be talking to Corrado De Gasperis. He's the president and CEO of Comstock Mining, and they are actually producing gold on the Comstock. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Robert Eithoven, Steve Ranson, and Dan Mason. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Corrado De Gasperis, who is the president and CEO of Comstock Mining. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
great
sir.
Great to be here, Sam. Thank you.
It's been about a year since you were last on the program, and when you were here last, you talked about the fact that you were getting ready to pour by the end of this year. The pouring is getting very close.
Yes, we just we commenced full mining about a week and a half ago, so that means we're mining ore out of the Comstock once again. Ore is coming up to our mine. We're crushing it. We're stacking it. We expect in about 4 or 5 weeks, we'll be pouring our first silver and gold.
The value of gold has basically maintained itself over the last year.
It's maintained. It's, the global economic situation is really positioning it to go higher. We believe much, much higher. At given values today, we validated nearly $5 billion below the surface and very near surface on the Comstock, representing probably in total less than 2% of our geology or our geography. So we feel like we're just scratching the surface.
And it's not just one site. You're also exploring other sites.
We have the majority of our resource in one site. We've identified a significant amount in the second site, and there's 7 high-priority target areas that are wonderfully consistent.
And these are both in Story County and Lyon County.
Story County and Lyon County. The majority of our operations today, substantially all, are in Story County. The county has been, I would say, exemplary, both in terms of economic development and regulation with the right balance there. But we're doing unprecedented things environmentally, developmentally, historically, but most exciting, starting up production now.
The basic idea back a year ago was that you would utilize this first pouring to fund the second point or the second phase, which would be where you would go below ground.
Yeah,
still the plan?
Absolutely. Most of the Comstock, and in fact, the old timers went down below 3,500 feet. On average, we've drilled and validated around 300 to 400 feet. We have drilled some holes to 1,000, 1,200, last week to 1,400, and we're still hitting mineralization. And so the first mine and possibly the second mine serve to develop those deeper explorations, those deeper developments, and I think ultimately, certainly, back to underground mining on the Comstock.
One of the things that we talked about a year ago, but I've been surprised that it's taken this long for somebody to come and look at the Comstock. Obviously, knowing that there was so much mining that went on there before,
right. There
was going to be microscopic gold and silver. and are you seeing other companies either interested in doing some kind of exploration on the Comstock, or looking at your company to see what you're doing?
Yeah. Okay. So a couple points. We don't necessarily feel it's microscopic because the Comstock is an epithermal bonanza grade district.
Explain that.
Right. So the epithermal district. I mean, literally the volcanic hydrothermal plumbing, right, of the geology resulted in all of this material flow depositing in veins and or in larger cases bonanzas into these caverns and these structures and these fractures, which leads to instead of like a Carlin trend, which is dispersed. Very, very infinitely small grades, we have veins and caverns of higher grades. That's the history of the Comstock. So we've hit, and in addition, we've hit on almost every single hole that we've drilled. The industry's talking about finding gold today at a cost of over $100 an ounce. On average, we've been finding our gold at less than $4 an ounce, which speaks to the richness that remains. In terms of the grades, we're starting off at 5, 6, 7 times what the northern miners are doing, and we feel like we're starting with our lowest grades.
Okay, now, how many ounces per ton are you seeing at this point?
So, let's say I think some of the northern mines are producing gold at less than 0.01 ounces per ton, which feels infinitely small, yet they're doing it very effectively. On average, we're starting at 5 or 6 times that level, 0.05, 0.06, but we've had dozens of hits of greater than 1 ounce per ton, and we've had a number of hits of greater than 3 ounces per ton of gold, so 300 times the grades. And again, we're just getting started in that development.
Your investors must be very excited about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people excited. To date, we validated about 2.5 million ounces of gold and over 24 million ounces of silver. And again, I think we've just started, that development process.
Okay, what is the marketplace for silver at this point in time?
Silver is trading at just under $30 an ounce. Silver is an interesting commodity in the sense that it is still the poor cousin of gold. It still reasonably tracks with metal in that regard. But today, silver is being used 60%+ in the electronic industry and as a consumable. So silver has actually felt the negative flow of the economy slowing down. But once it starts picking up, we think silver will have an even more robust possibility than gold.
Have you had inquiries from places like China to get some of these minerals?
Yes. We've had the Koreans love silver, Samsung for electronics. The Chinese really like any ground-based resource, even the Russians. We pride ourselves. I think that we're a Nevada corporation, domiciled in Nevada, employed in Nevada, and even I'm up at the mine. We're all locally domiciled.
All right, let's take a break. More on Comstock Mining when we come back.
Thanks, Sam.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Now Mitt Romney's attacking the president on Medicare? The nonpartisan AARP says Obamacare cracks down on Medicare fraud, waste, and abuse and strengthens guaranteed benefits. And the Ryan Plan? AARP says it would undermine Medicare and could lead to higher costs for seniors. And experts say Ryan's voucher plan could raise future retirees' costs more than $6,000. Get the facts.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. Envy Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
The plan would end Medicare as we know it.
Repeals Medicare.
And that's the same plan Dean Heller voted for twice. But it gets worse. On July 25th, Heller voted to give another $160,000 tax break to millionaires. Minutes later, he voted against a tax cut for the rest of us, the middle class. Two votes against Medicare, two votes against the middle class. Dean Heller just keeps getting it wrong. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Corrado De Gasperis. He's the president and CEO of Comstock Mining. You know, as we talked about a year ago, there are still people up in Gold Hill and Silver City that are very much against your project. They complain about the open pit mining phase of this. They talk about the historical damage caused in the Silver State and other places by mining. It seems to me from the vitriol that I have read from them that you are kind of like Israel, that they are the Arab countries and you with Israel, the only thing that will truly satisfy them is if you go away.
Yeah, it's been the only part of this whole, you know, invigorating experience that's had some disappointment to it. And to me, the disappointment is solely the inability to have a common ground dialogue. You know, we've not only invested, but are vesting ourselves into the territory. Our covenant, if you want to use those kinds of terms, our covenant with the territory could not be stronger. If they truly had a sincere notion of development, historical preservation, historical marketing, tourism, and visitation, I think we would have a wonderful collaboration.
But well, isn't that part of what you're trying to do is you're already involved in restoration of projects in Virginia City, in Gold Hill?
We're proudest of two things, right? The covenant with the territory ties to both. One, we've already spent $2 million validating the safeness of the territory from a mercury standpoint. You know, we're the only location that had a Superfund designation in Nevada. So we're looking to clean that up completely. The reality is it's pretty clean. We're just making sure 100%. Secondly, we're engaging in these restorations, you know, and these old mills have fascinating infrastructures. And frankly, if someone's genuinely concerned about restoring them, then why aren't they doing it? Why aren't they coordinating it? Why aren't they leading it? Really, what we've seen is arrested decay. And it's tragic to watch these buildings fall apart. So, you know, you talked earlier about, you know, the speed at which we move. The one thing that we probably underestimated was the complexities of all those importances. And one of the things that they've done is surface those complexities and I think made us better in dealing with them. We're very, very proud of the genuine integration into the community, the sincere restoration of these facilities. And I think that these can become multi-million dollar projects. I mean, we can see museums that show the precise history, the correct history of the Comstock in those mining days.
Well, as a marketing guy, I kind of think of the idea that, you know, even within your own facility, that what would be better to show the historical perspective than a working mine that has some kind of tour that you can take and that would increase visitation?
A modern, innovative, responsible mine that's demonstrating a different way to do things and coordinating it and integrating it with that, right? I don't see any better scenario. And I would say one other thing. We're more than a mining company, right? Our chairman and our lead investor is a real estate developer. We're the largest landowner on the Comstock. We don't even think of it as philanthropic or charitable, right? It's economically development and positive for all of them, for all of us. And we don't want anybody to leave. We don't want anybody to move. We think that it's going to be tremendous, tremendous in all aspects of value.
Last time you were here, you talked about the potential for gold to go as high as $5,000 to $7,300. You weren't saying when, but you were saying that there were basically a couple of different things. The country's monetary policy, which is a disaster,
right.
And the 0% interest rates would help to drive that.
Right, absolutely. I couldn't feel stronger about those numbers. They may end up being low. So fiscal policy in all the Western governments, I did a presentation almost 2 years ago at a shareholder meeting talking about Europe and Greece. Now it's every day in the headlines. The only thing that the U.S. Is bigger in terms of its deficits, in terms of its monetary and fiscal policies. I think the Western governments, which the G7, are all in the same position. Gold has never been down in the last ever, and certainly the last 40, 50 years, when real interest rates were below 3%. We're negative today, and all of the G7 are negative. So we see it, the trend to continue. Bernanke says at least to the end of 2014. For me, it's 8 or 10 years before structurally this problem can be fixed. And Nevada is sitting on an incredible economic boom. I honestly believe if these numbers play out, that we can be the wealthiest wealthiest state in the union.
It's interesting to see other major mining companies in the state expanding the territories for which they want to mine.
Outside of Nevada?
Within Elko County.
Yeah, so I think that's been tremendous, right? The development has been tremendous, and they've prioritized it. What's missing is the exploration. So unlike oil and gas, where billions are spent in exploration, the mining industry is the opposite. The majors don't spend any money on exploration to speak of. They let the juniors do it, right? So back to your other point, the juniors are encumbered by massive regulatory complexity and no capital. Right, so 9 out of 10 fail. So the rate at which our state will develop is tied to that rate of success.
So what would you suggest in the last 30 seconds?
There needs to be I think the things that Governor Sandoval talks about and is moving forward in terms of streamlining regulation is critical. I think we somehow have to figure out a way to move the BLM aside. Amadei's efforts have been tremendous, in those regards, but he's just getting started. We don't need 4 layers of government. From county to state to federal to other programmatics, right? We need one strong regulatory focus, and the state should lead it. The state should lead it for the state.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you in the program.
Great, Sam. Appreciate it very much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates opportunities. Since 1860, mining has evolved into a cleaner, safer industry. Mining is millions of dollars in environmental protection and wildlife conservation, reclaiming the land for recreation, like fishing, camping, and hiking. Mining is research and education at the University of Nevada, where careers are born. Visit our website and learn more.
'96 deliberately urges her boss to buy off politicians with favors and cash. 2008, Congresswoman Berkeley begs a judge to go easy on her big campaign donor convicted of wire fraud attempting bribery. Now Berkeley's under investigation for using her office to enrich herself. A lot's changed over the years, but not Shelley Berkeley. For Berkeley, the one constant is corruption. Crossroads GPS is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You can help keep our children from being left behind this summer. Join Umpqua Bank and News 4 to stuff a bus with school supplies for Northern Nevada kids in need. From pencils to paper, backpacks to binders, nothing is too small, and anything can make a big difference for local children who can't afford the necessary supplies to be successful in class. Join News 4 and Umpqua Bank to stuff a bus and make your donations at the Kitsikiland Walmart on Friday, August 24th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Time to replace your garage door? Perhaps you need repair or service for your existing garage door. The experts to call are Thompson Garage Doors. For over 50 years, Thompson has offered this area's largest selection of garage doors. And they repair and service every type of garage door on the market. So whether you need a new door or service for your existing garage door, call the experts with over 50 years of experience. Thompson Garage Doors. Local estimates are free.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel. As always, Robert Eidhoven is here with Colasaw and Latham, Governor of Harris. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Steve Ranson is editor of the Lahontan Valley News, and Dan Mason is program director for KKOH Reno and also hosts the afternoon show on KKOH, a very successful program. Let's start out with what Corrado was just talking about. When you look at the economic numbers vis-a-vis gold, Does that inspire you the same way, that if we have 0% or less than 0% interest rates and no economic policy, that gold will continue to keep going up?
Sounds like a good investment to me. I don't know what the time frame is of when.
Well, he says there are short-term ups and downs in previous interviews,
right.
But over the long haul,
I just think of the economic impact it could have on Story County and Lyon County. You know, those were two of the fastest growing counties in Nevada before the recession hit. And I think the economic opportunities that it provides is something that I hope the state pays close attention to.
Your thoughts, Steve?
I agree, because I'm seeing the mining operation at Denton Rawhide, southeast of Fallon, increasing and expanding the scope of their mining operation to where they are looking at to more and more exploration for gold out in that area. But Rawhide was resurrected. It had been in a dormant state of where they were restoring the land, and then the last 18 months, you know, they're firing up the operation. So, you know, that's going to be a big boon for Mineral County. And probably Churchill County will feel some of the, the collateral success from that.
Yeah, it's interesting because rural Nevada seems to be benefiting in economic development and diversity in a way that none of us could have foretold. Dan, what do you think about this idea that the major mining companies will let the little guys do all the heavy lifting, and then once the heavy lifting is done, if they think it's viable, they can come in and buy it up?
Well, it seems rather unique, but I would think the regulatory climate probably has a lot to do with that. If they can avoid all the hassle of dealing with that, why wouldn't they?
Makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's talk about moms. That's been a big deal. Mark Hamaday and his campaign used his mom in his commercials because the attack was on him and Medicare, and now that's being copied across the country.
Well, I think it's a good tactic to use. I know that Paul Ryan had his mom out in the villages in Florida over the weekend campaigning. And I think humanizing the story or the scare tactics that are being tried by the other side can be effective. I think the messaging for the Republicans continues. It has to be that they want to save Medicare, not that they want to destroy it, as the other side is saying, and saving it is reforming it. I think the tactics of the left have worked for a long time, scaring people into thinking that Medicare is going away. It is going away, and so I think it's important that the president.
So their fear is grounded.
Right. And do you want to save it, or do you want to let it go bankrupt in 2016 or 2024, whatever the number happens to be? Both sides use different numbers. This is a president who created a new entitlement program while Social Security and Medicare are going bankrupt with Obamacare. And can you afford a new entitlement?
George W. Bush also created a new entitlement.
True, but he's not on the ballot.
Well, and that's true, but I mean, we can still have the discussion.
Right.
I mean, to say that both parties have done this, you know,
they
in these recent
led.
Days.
Right, both haven't led, and here you finally have an option on the ballot where it seems that one ticket is willing to lead on reforming Medicare.
Wouldn't it be nice to see, like, the day after the election, the parties come together and look at Simpson Bowles or David Walker's plan and actually come up with the reforms that we really need to economically save this country?
It would be nice, Sam, but I doubt if it's going to happen. They can't. I'm sure they can't even agree on a time for lunch anymore. But you know, originally with the Simpson Bowles, if they would have looked at that program, you know, months ago, and if the president would have endorsed it like so many in his party and the Republicans had, we may not be in this situation right now.
But wouldn't it be the appropriate time, because the president basically has such a short window, and whether it's Romney or Obama, a very short window to start getting things done on a major level like this, wouldn't that be the appropriate time to have a national discussion and really deal with this stuff realistically?
Oh, certainly it would be an appropriate time, but is anybody actually going to do it? putting Paul Ryan on the ticket, I think, was the smartest thing the Republicans could have done, because now the discussion's going to be out there. It's amusing that both sides claim it's going to be good for them. So the fun for the rest of us is determining who's actually going to come out ahead on this. I, for one, am clearly in favor of the discussion that Paul Ryan's already instituted. Medicare, deficits, the budget, all of it. It needs to be on the table between now and November.
Okay, but now, Robert, you've run a lot of campaigns. You know, does Paul Ryan's strength, doesn't it really come from the fact that he is such a personable person, that he is somebody...
The Midwestern charm. And
absolutely. Rather than, you know, if he drones on about numbers, I mean, that's not going to be something that people are going to be staying awake for.
Nobody's a stronger defender of the Paul Ryan plan than Paul Ryan. So, you know, the idea that the Republicans, I know that there's some risk-averse Republicans out there who think it was a bad choice to put Paul Ryan on the ticket. The Democrats were going to use Medicare no matter what. They were going to use the Paul Ryan budget no matter what. I think it was a good move, as Dan has said, to put the leading defender of that plan on the ticket. And yes, he is a personable guy. I think you'll find that most people who served with him in Congress like him.
And whether they agree with him or not.
And with swing voters, likability counts. You know, whether or not you can trust the guy, that matters a lot.
And this is all aimed at such a tiny sliver of the electorate. It's
right.
Stunning. All right, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you are injured on the job, having the right attorney will make all the difference in the medical care and benefits you receive. At the law offices of Jay Short, we focus on helping injured workers through the complicated maze of Nevada workers' compensation law. Some law firms do a little of everything: car accidents, bankruptcy, criminal law. At the law office of Jay Short, workers' compensation is all we do. We've helped Nevada's injured workers for over 20 years. Call attorney Jay Short now at 786-2006 for a free consultation on your workers' comp claim.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Step into another world. Your new private world. Desire. You're in it. A living world of luxury, power, speed. Motion will never be the same. This is not a new car, but it's your car. Why pay the difference if you can't tell the difference?
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the boss of NV Energy will be here, Michael Yakir. We'll see you in the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.